Hostage parent, the groups protesting Israel need to protest Hamas now, Trump pressured Israel and Hamas. By Ian Hanchett on October 8, 2025. During an interview aired on Tuesday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, Ronan Noitra, the father of deceased Hamas hostage Omer Noitra, stated that President Donald Trump pressured both Israel and Hamas to get a deal and also stated that we're in a situation where a lot of the groups, the pro-Palestinians, were calling for a ceasefire for 2 years. And here we are, President Trump put a ceasefire agreement on the table. I don't hear these groups saying, let's take it, Hamas, put down your weapons, give the hostages back. Ronan said that Trump put together a coalition of Arab nations and put the pressure, both on Israel and on Hamas, to reach an agreement in which there will be a future ceasefire. And, for us, as hostage families, as a top priority, to bring the hostages home, for us, this is a game changer. A tipping point, and we're hoping that that's going to happen in the next few days. Later, he added that we live in an environment that there is so much hostility, and the moral compass in America somehow broke. Right now, we're in a situation where a lot of the groups, the pro-Palestinians, were calling for a ceasefire for 2 years. And here we are, President Trump put a ceasefire agreement on the table. I don't hear these groups saying, let's take it, Hamas, put down your weapons, give the hostages back. The people in Gaza deserve to get their peace and stability. I don't hear that. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.